Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Tom and Frenchie podcast.
Welcome to the COVID and Frenchie podcast. One of us has COVID. See which of you can guess which one. It's not me. Try to guess who has it.
Well, I'm dressed in beautiful Christmas attire. Frenchie dressed in his classic daily priest outfit.
Hello, children. I hope you're enjoying your day in the holidays. Feel free to remember Lord Jesus, our Savior.
Guys, this is a special Christmas episode with all the good shit you love. We're talking about trending stories, fucked segment of the week, conundrum of the week, Frenchie's gonna masturbate live like a cam girl. Alright guys, stay tuned for all that coming up.
Big ups to the ketamine frog, much love to the pumpkin head to run. Thin head and noggy in the morning. Drip hotter than your missus when she's horny. No, don't get embarrassed. Lad from the gong in the next row of Paris. Have you got your passport? Did you get your shots? Broken psychics, man, the party with the lot. It's the Tom and Frenchie show. Hashtag Dom's a pedo.
I think
beautiful.
I think the hardest part about being a cam girl is how long they have to take to masturbate.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, it's kind of like, I don't even understand how men can do porn. It's like, what, you want to change positions? What I thought we locked in one.
Exactly, because especially like, you've got to wait until there's enough people watching until you start doing the good stuff, and then you're like, oh, I've already finished. What do? I guess we can watch the cricket together or something. That would actually be a good stream, just watching the cricket.
Watching the cricket with sex or just in general?
No, just in general. I've been watching the cricket. How you going, everyone? How you going, Alex?
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
Yeah, you good, mate? You fucking good, mate. Alex has a new earring, guys. Tom thought it was a fucking gem. He's like, oh, that's a big rock on your ear. So, Alex, tell us what it is.
It's just the beer can pop. What would you call it? The popper?
The popper?
I don't know what it's called.
Is that the tag?
Yeah, the tag of the can. Let's say the tag of the can. Oh, so not similar to a gem, but also Tom's got COVID, so it might look like that if you're to his COVID eyes.
So let's explain that for people who have no idea what you're talking about. So Frenchie and I went to Newcastle for his tour, and on the way to Newcastle, there was all this. Newcastle was popping off. It was the hot spot in Australia, all over the news, and you'd think that's where we'd get a close contact, but we had to cancel a show in Newcastle and Wollongong. We got one show in, which was awesome, but when I got home, probably 24 hours passed, and then Tonya got a call from her friend. And even though I met a lot of people, a lot of handshakes, a lot of close contact, it was actually Tonya meeting her one friend that ended up being the close contact. So she got a call being told that, yeah, her friend has COVID. They met up while she had COVID. And now we've got to self-isolate for 6 days, get a test, and then wait and get another test after 6 days. So I've got AIDS.
We had to cancel the Christmas party because of this. We postponed it, not cancelled, to a more safer time. And everyone's like, Tonya better fucking have COVID, because we had plans to lawn bowls and to laugh and to love and to live. Live, laugh,
and those
love.
A lot of people have been saying, Tonya's the new Grinch. That's been floating around a lot.
Wait, how's this? I was at... But yesterday I went to like a lunch with my new management's Christmas party, New Rail, Jordan at New Rail. Great fun. A lot of TikTokers there.
I saw you popping up like, on a few TikToks.
Right. I was really trying to stay low key because I couldn't think of any cool stuff to do. They're like, oh, it's just a story, I swear. And then they were TikTok. So
I saw you doing one where it was like panning and there was all these hot chicks like twerking. And then it just panned to you and your butt was just like kind of trying to twerk. Do you remember that one?
When in Rome. When in Rome, if that's what the kids are doing. You know, I mean, daddy's got to get those views. Daddy's got to get those views. But, so here's the thing. You don't have to check in New South Wales anymore, which is good because I haven't checked in a couple months. So it's good everyone's caught up to me how you're supposed to do COVID. But a couple of people did it at the pub. We went to like the Lighthouse, or Light Brigade. 40 minutes after people checked in, they go, oh, you're a close contact. Someone with COVID was just here. Which is impossible.
Really?
Which is fucking impossible.
Why is that impossible?
Because they were there, in 40 minutes, someone had COVID, went there, then got tested.
Got a test. Yeah, true. Have they been there before, or it's just totally random?
No, they just fucked up. They obviously just, someone just went, pressed the wrong button. Oh, well, yous all just fucking...
Would you say you're in denial that you also have AIDS with
me? Well, they didn't even say you have to isolate. They just said monitor your symptoms. Someone with COVID was just here. I'm like, how the fuck would you know that in 40 minutes? You're just making shit up at some point. At some point, you're just... I would say the coup is back on. That's the only way to sum that up.
You're giving me vibes of Tom Hanks at the start of Philadelphia, where he's kind of in denial he has AIDS, but by the end he accepts it.
Lose some weight, bro. All the good.
I just want someone to have AIDS with me. Is all
yeah,
I want.
Yeah, it's fair. That's fair. So guys, we had a lovely week of dodging fucking. I think everyone's freaking out because you got to isolate for 6 days. It really fucks up your Christmas. So
yeah, it's kind of good that we got it now rather than later. Because we've still like when she contacted the person, 6 days is still before Christmas. So we'll find out, unless we have it, and then we're fucked, but hopefully not.
What if Santa's got it?
Oh, he'd be a super spreader. Fuck, that cunt coming in your chimney, fucking coughing on your gifts and on your dog and stuff, and then leaving. Oh, that's a good conspiracy theory. Yeah, maybe he started it a few years back.
I think that's could have happened. I think Santa started COVID.
Do they have Christmas in Wuhan?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no. No.
So maybe you didn't start it, is what you're saying.
Oh. But that would be the... No, but if they started it, if there's a weapon to take out the West, who better to give it to spread it around is someone that doesn't go to your country because Emperor China doesn't let Santa in. For immigration reasons. Actually, he is in red, though. Maybe he's Chinese.
Oh, shit. Good luck. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, any other stories you want to tell before we get into the topics? We're on Zoom again, guys, so it's going to sound a little bit off, but we'll push through it.
First of all, I want to hear about your TikTok Christmas party, because there was a lot of young, newly famous kids at your Christmas party. How'd you go? What happened?
We had a great time. So I joined it late because I was supposed to be doing our Christmas party. They pulled me as someone's Secret Santa to get a last-minute Secret Santa. I replaced Rory. So we're talking about him every fucking week, I swear. The guy who got Rory, was going to give Rory the present, is a gay guy. Got him like a masturbatory aid. It was like half cock ring, half flesh thing.
Wow.
So it was like a thick ring, but like I don't know if you put it on your tip or on your base. I don't know how it worked. But anyway, I ended up getting Rory's present. And apparently Rory made out with him last dinner they had. And so he was a bit upset. He's like, oh, I thought me and Rory were going to share it. I'm like, oh, I guess we can if we have to. He's like, no, I'd rather share it with someone attractive. I'm like, yeah, it's fair.
You should have given it a go. He should have opened...
I did give it a go. I got it out and I started putting it in people's drinks and we had a good time with it. I was rolling it around. It was kind of a weird little thing. I've never seen one before. Yeah, so it was like a thick ring about yay big for all you audio listeners. They know what yay means.
And then 2 inches?
I really opened it up, I could fit it onto my wrist, but it's mostly for like a normal size pee-pee.
Wow. That's interesting. But it's cool that you can do that at your Christmas party, because if I tried that in like a traditional workplace setting, you'd be gone.
It's one of those hard ones you don't know, because you want to do a funny gift, which is like blow up doll with a picture of their mum's face on it. You cut it out, you put it on. But some people might be like, oh, that's a bit weird. I'm a bit triggered. Oh, why didn't you use your own mum's? Like, well, my mum's too hot. Like, yours will fucking never.
You'll give it
like,
a go, yeah.
Yeah, you'll do give it a go right now. Do you know what I mean? Your mum's a bit uglier. That's why I used your mum. But, yeah. You know, it's just workplaces are different.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You never know. But next year, now you know that someone's handing out dick rings, you can get creative.
I'll make my own. I will make my own. Blue tack is all you need. Super glue. Maybe some string.
That's hot.
Thank you.
Love that. Yeah. All right, guys, before we get too horny, let's get into some trending news. And Alex's segment here is thoroughly prepared for years. Here we go.
Tom and Finch's trending news. Oh, my.
All right.
Beautiful.
The first article I have is with the headline, Man kicked off United Airlines flight wearing a red thong on his face instead of a face mask, comparing himself to civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks.
That's a brave move.
Was he at the front of the plane or the back of the plane?
I don't even know if he got on the plane.
Well, I would like to hear the full story. I'm not saying he's not Rosa Parks-esque or...
Is he African-American?
No.
Do you know that detail? Okay, that's a bold statement to
start
with.
We'll find out. Let's give us the article. Let's go. Let's bang that one. That's good.
So I've got it here. The man was removed from the United Airlines flight for trying to pass underwear off as a face mask. Adam Jean told the local news outlet that he wore the thong to challenge the federal mask mandate. Everything else that has sparked change in this country has started from everyday people, he's quoted. And then comparing himself to Rosa Parks.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it, okay? Because, were they clean underwear or dirty underwear?
Great question.
If there's poop on the outside of that underwear, then that's a bit... I'd say clean is fine. Don't use used underwear for that.
Why do you reckon it was a female underwear instead of just male? Because he's a male.
Male red thong. I guess female red thongs, I feel like, are easier to buy in vending machines. But I guess you can get dude ones too.
No, that's a bold statement. I don't know. I guess it is a statement. He is right. He is making a stance. But I'm not sure what it is, because he still is wearing a mask, technically. It's just a stinky mask, and yeah, I don't know.
I think we're for it. I think there's nothing funny than someone, yo, I tell you what the best one was Logan Paul when he did the song with the little fat kid. It's like, yep. Logan Paul's my hero, and then Logan Paul jumps in and is like, I'm not saying I'm his hero, but I am his hero. And we're going to write a song. Imagine doing a song of your hero. It's like, oh, can we really, Logan? It's like, you got it, little fat kid. And they do a song. And Logan Paul compares himself to Martin Luther King in that song.
Yeah, it's a very similar comparison.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has him projected.
That's it.
He has him projected, like, on the wall. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm not saying I'm Martin Luther King. I'm not saying I'm not. Chain's got to start from somewhere. Here's a thong on my face.
Powerful.
I think that would be a good way anytime we get in trouble is just to throw something so far-fetched out there. Like, I'm Napoleon. Do you know what I mean? Compare yourself to Napoleon. Oh, you're just giving me... Yeah, you're giving me a speeding fine, but Chan's got to start from somewhere, and this is how Napoleon overthrew the French government. He didn't.
I like that. I'll be like... That joke was offensive. I'll be like, well, I'm like Christopher Columbus. I'm exploring new territories, and you might not like a necrophilia joke, but
yeah,
someone's
got
to do it.
You're saying you don't like this joke. You're saying you don't like Christopher Columbus. You don't like exploring. That means you don't like America. Are you trying to say you don't like America? You don't want freedom? Fuck off, ISIS. That's what you say. You say, fuck off, Taliban.
That's
so
good.
You can actually connect the dots from when one person gets upset with you. As a 7-degree separation from calling them a terrorist, okay? Give us an example, Alex, and we'll do it.
Okay, so what do I have to do?
You have to give us an example, and we're going to do 7 degrees of you becoming a
terrorist. But an example of what?
An example of...
An example of what?
Okay, I'll give you an example, Tom. See if you can turn into a terrorist.
Give it to Alex.
Oh, Alex... Okay, Alex and Tom, you can play this game together. Okay. We're just going to go back in. Exactly. Guys, sorry, for this flight, you need to wear masks.
Okay.
Okay. Tom,
take this one away.
So yeah, I'll take it away.
Restrict my breathing.
Okay, that's one.
Van Gogh cut off his ear.
Yep.
I'm a lot like Van Gogh, there and we go. Wearing a mask is my ear.
Yep.
And I removed it for artistic expression. And if you've got a problem with that, you don't like paint. And I'll tell you who doesn't like art and paint: Hitler. That guy was burning books. He was stealing artwork. You're Hitler. Oh, I will wear a mask.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was really good. So that's how you do it, guys. It's logically illogical steps. Bang, bang, bang. Just keep saying things and then call them Hitler or a terrorist. And then they're like, how did that happen? And everyone else around just hears them be Hitler. And you're like, yo, is this guy being Hitler? You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hates Van Gogh.
I mean, that's...
I actually like this. That is okay, so here's another example. Okay, help me out. Okay, hypothetically, I'm at home. Girlfriend's like, can you please clean up dinner?
Okay.
And are you doing this?
Is that it?
Yes, that was it.
And then what
and I don't want to clean up dinner, and so maybe if I can do 7 steps of separation to go to a rogue sort of argument...
Okay, well, I'll be your girlfriend then, and I'll let you do your thing. Okay. Hey, Frenchie, can you do the dishes?
Firstly, babe, love that you call me Frenchie. I'm rock hard right now. But no, because the thing with dishes is that I'm not sure if you've seen Beauty and the Beast. So some of them can talk, and I am for anything wants to be humanized. I'm for that because I'm actually a feminist. I'm sort of a dish feminist. So Beauty and the Beast. Why was the beast a man? Do you know what I mean? Why wasn't it a woman? Can women not be beasts? Are you saying you're not a fucking feminist? You know who else wasn't a feminist? Hitler. ISIS. Al-Qaeda. Do you want to live in the Middle East? Yeah, think about it.
I just wanted you to do the dishes.
Well, think about it. You have the choice of doing the dishes or not. They don't in Saudi Arabia. So, like, you should honestly be honored to be able to do my dishes. You fucking terrorist.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, I like this game.
Yeah,
this
it's
game.
Good.
This is a fun game. Okay, what's the next story? What's the next story?
The next story is 90 Day Fiancé star sells her farts, making $45,000 a week.
45,000 farts a week? Holy fuck, how many beans is she eating? Oh, is it a dollar a fart? You think it'd be more than a dollar a fart.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, that is good.
How many does it take to fill a jar?
Fuck, I don't know, but she does, if you click on the link, there is a video on TikTok where she goes through what she eats and prepares to, like, for a...
Do you want
to
watch it?
Oh, I definitely want to watch it, guys. Right. This could be our new profession because our shows are getting shut down again. We're about to fart into a jar. Fuck, so many of my mates would be good at this. Boys, we could be fucking making money. Holy shit.
I'm keen. Here we go.
Hey guys, today I'm going to be showing you a day in the life of a girl who sells her farts in a jar. So I like to get things rolling with some beans, a protein muffin, sometimes even a yogurt, less sugar is better, some hard-boiled eggs, and today I decided I was going to make myself a protein shake with some yogurt added to it, and oh, I was feeling it for sure. While I wait for those farts to develop, I like to read, I'm very smart, love to read, and then after I'm ready to go, I go ahead and, you know, do my work, do my job. I don't need to show you that, guys, but I like to add in little flower petals. I feel like they attach the scent and make it last longer. And when I'm finally finished with my jar, I like to leave a personalized note. I want to thank you so much to the 97 people who have already purchased their jar of farts. And as you know, they're on sale right now, 50% off with $1,000. So go to my Unfiltered and check it.
Wow.
50% off $1,000.
So I think it's normally 2,000 is what I took from that.
I took from that is that she's got titties. I don't know what else she said, but so if you didn't watch the video, guys, she only sort of filmed her neck to breasts, neck to belly button, we'll say. And then she would stop the jar with a cork. I thought it'd be like a twist jar. I think that'd hold the flavor in a bit more.
Flavor?
And attached to the flour. I don't like that. If I wanted a flour, I would have bought a flour and then farted on it myself. I want just pure farts.
Yeah.
I'm a fart purist. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a fucking flour farter. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Like, if I get a Coke, I don't want them to put a lime in it. Otherwise, I would have got Coke with a twist of lime.
I would have asked for a fucking lime. Thank you, Tom. Mm. You get it.
Yeah. No, I agree. But fuck, she said, how many did she sell?
97.
That's $97,000.
That's a lot of fun.
It's not a bad business.
Let's get farted. How long does it last? Because that's a quick hit.
Do you reckon we can get a brand deal that's worth $1,000 just so we can buy a jar?
Jar of farts.
What? Yes, I love that. Maybe she'll just send us one and we can promote it on the potty.
Okay,
Alex,
that's a better...
Okay. Can you DM us, say, we'll talk about your farts in a jar on the potty. Please send us one for free.
That's a better idea.
Well, also, okay, let's say hypothetically, I'm into farts in a jar. That's my thing as one of her consumers.
Hypothetically.
I'm not actually, guys. It's a hypothetical, okay? Do you open it and just do a little bit at a time? Or do you, like, open it, have it all at once? Do you try to seal yourself? Do you hot box? Do you, I mean, in a car or something? Is it a prank? I don't know fully why it's a thing.
I think what you want to do, you want to find items that are bigger versions of that jar. So, for example, let me explain. You want to open that jar with a jar over your head, which will then become the next jar. So the smell's getting released, but it's getting trapped again. So next time it'll still be good, but it won't be as potent. So your first one's always... Then next time you open that jar in a bigger jar, but you... it's a whole thing.
Yo, I tell you who, like, what you need. Have you seen the movie Bubble Boy?
Yes, yes.
Motherfucker, give that to him for Christmas. Say, yo, I got you a jar. Bruh, he's got that for a year.
That's good.
Did they say how he farts and bubbles?
No. But now that I'm pretty much a bubble boy, now I'm not allowed to leave the house, I could use a fart, a foreign fart, to make me feel like I'm out in the real world. You know, it's like I just got crop dusted. I'm with the normal people. I don't have AIDS anymore. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oi, are you just going to watch a new Spider-Man? New Spider-Man's out, guys. I'm probably not going to watch it because there's too many of them, but apparently people are hype about it. They're like, oh, it's the best one since the one before the last one.
Is it everyone or just Will Gibb, who you've spent a bit of time with at that party?
Will Gibb said that. He was very hype about it.
He watches some weird shit.
Yeah, so you're not excited? Alex, you can talk too. Are you excited for Spider-Man or not?
Nah, not really. But it's got Tobey Maguire in it, right? Is that what everyone's hyped about, him and Willem Dafoe?
I don't know.
No.
I haven't seen it.
No, that's the old one.
They were coming back. Oh, is he not in it?
No, I think the
idea that's the old one.
Yeah, they're in the old one, but I think it's like all the cast is coming back. It's like American Pie, like Reunion. They're all coming
back. Oh, Stifler's in it.
I think
Stifler's in it. Okay, yeah. Now I see what you're saying. The Shermanator's in there. Yo, Spider-Man, send me some of that arm comb. Stifler rules. Whatever the fuck he says. Annoy rules.
Yeah, Stifler accidentally drinks a beer with a bit of spider web in it. And he's like, oh, what's that? Like the first one? No one? Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Poor Stifler. Poor Stifler got bullied all those movies, and I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he was the real nerd, wasn't he?
Hey, no, he got bullied. Everyone was mean to him. Like, they had their clique of four mates. All he wanted to do was be friends with them by, like, making them laugh, throwing them parties, trying to get them laid. And they're like, oh, it's that fucking Stifler guy again, giving us beer. What, like, so ungrateful.
True. What's the next story we got?
I've got one more story, which is... more than 40... Oh, one sec. Gotta go to the top. A Saudi camel beauty pageant cracks down on cosmetic enhancements.
Wow. Saudi camel beauty? So the camels are beautiful,
yeah,
or are the
yeah,
women on camels?
What? So the
beauty pageant
how
for
much
camels.
Were the camels?
So more than...
Oh,
so good. I thought we were joking about that. But yeah, I guess... Do the camels wear burkas?
Great question.
No, these ones are... I've got a bit,
took you a while.
There's more than 40 camels have been disqualified from Saudi Arabia's beauty pageant for receiving Botox injections and other cosmetic enhancements. There is a $66 million prize money at stake.
Oh, okay. Whoa! Yeah, that's worth it then. That's worth it.
Key attributes.
Do you reckon the camels... Yeah, sorry.
The key attributes include long, droopy lips, a big nose, and a shapely hump.
My lovely lady humps. Check it out.
Yeah. It's similar to us. We love a shapely hump. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. I don't know if you've ever seen Hunchback of Notre Dame. Best porno going around. Ooh.
I love a chick with a huge nose as well. Like fire, like a real beak.
Means she's wise.
Yeah. I think so. That's funny. So do you reckon like the camels look up to kind of have like a Kim Kardashian type who they aspire to be, and that's why they're getting the Botox and all those things to look exactly like her?
Yeah, definitely.
Surely.
66 million. Are they like... I want to say there's like... Yeah, so you're saying there's famous camels, Tom?
Yeah, there must be at that kind of money we're dealing with.
You think they've got eating disorders like our models?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they shove a hoof down their mouth every fucking... before every contest, for sure.
They're all doing cocaine.
I rode a camel once, yo. I rode a camel once when I was in India, and I caught it pussy because it had, it was heaps pussy around its eye.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, it was really gross.
But do you reckon that's considered hot or not?
I'm not sure. We didn't go in any competitions there. We had it, we considered it, but then pussy was like, nah, I just want to sort of cruise today, bro. I was like, no stress.
That's funny.
Do they do dressage? Oh, I'd like to see camel dressage. Or like dancing, like a little, you know what I mean?
Like to judge how hot a camel is. I guess they do it in dog shows, but they don't call those beauty pageants. Like that's more about like the way it holds itself. But this sounds like it's like, would you fuck? So this special Christmas episode is sponsored by our friends at Breakfast Shirts.
Breakfast Shirts.
Guys, if you want a gift this Christmas, maybe you forgot and it's last minute, go to breakfastshirts.com. They've got a range of beautiful shirts, all different patterns, all different styles. Get it for anyone.
I remember I didn't have a gift to give someone, and so I pooped in my own hand and gave it to my mum. And she goes, oh, that's what you got me last year. Can you get me a breakfast shirt instead? And then I did, and she's like, I'm proud of you. You're the best ever.
So, guys, if you want to be proud and make your mum proud, head to breakfastshirts.com and use the promo code Tom and Frenchie.
Tom and Frenchie at breakfastshirts.com. They've got shirts. They've got shorts. They might have hats. They might not.
They have shorts as well. Christmas theme. They got everything. Don't be a coward. Find out. Breakfastshirts.com.
Manscaped. Hey, fellas. This episode of Tom and Frenchie's show is brought to you by your favorite producers of ball trimmers, Manscaped.
Join the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming and leaving 2021 behind and entering 2022 with a clear mind and clean balls.
And special offer alert. Use the code TOMFRENCHIE for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com.
4 million men already trust Manscaped. Time to join them.
Join us.
Join us.
What was your highlight of 2021, French?
What wasn't my highlight? What was yours?
I liked Omnicrom.
I'm more of a traditionalist. I like the OG.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
COVID's enough for me. I'm a boring guy.
But I'm looking forward to getting out there and letting my balls flap around the world.
Yeah, I want to use them like a kite. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Out in the breeze.
I want to go to a nudist beach in France and just tell them all to shave their disgusting bushes.
So you like cheese, here's mine. 2022 is on the way, and the last thing you want to be is the guy with the pubes getting in the way of it being your best year yet. 2021 sucked! And that's why Manscaped... remaking a splash in upping your grooming game. Their performance 4.0 headlined by their signature lawnmower 4.0 is here to take down every pube in its path.
Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. It's even waterproof.
This tool is amazing. And I'm confident using the 4.0 to use Leave 2021 and my gross pubes with it. Also, the weed whacker, nose and hair and ear trimmer, whack every weed and hair and on top, and it feels good doing it.
Use the code TomFrenchy for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. I'm all in on confidence and smelling good this new year. Join me with Manscaped.
That's join us.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code TomFrenchy at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off with the free shipping and the manscaped.com and the code TomFrenchy. Happy New Year to your balls.
Tom and Frenchy's fan submissions. Submit your own audio message to at Tom and Frenchy on Instagram.
Beautiful.
Sam Davis asks, out of all celebrities with AIDS, where do you rank them?
Great question. Because Sam obviously heard about my AIDS transmission. That sentence is worded weird. That's why you're giving me the weirdest look in the world, Frenchy. He's saying, out of all the celebrities with AIDS, where would you rank them on a scale?
How many you have it?
Well, there was, of course, the singer of Queen had AIDS, Freddie Mercury.
Oh, even dead ones.
Oh, yeah. Most of them are dead, Frenchy. That's the thing about AIDS. It kills. we've actually got Magic Johnson, AIDS.
He's number one. He's a fucking legend.
You've also got little-known Charlie Sheen, AIDS.
Yeah, he's got everything.
Tiger Blood.
He's got it all.
He got it from Tiger Blood, yeah. Who
Tiger
else?
AIDS.
Who else has AIDS? That's kind of my main
Harry
three.
Potter?
Let me just Google it.
Does Harry Potter got it, yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
He got it in Grimsby Brothers.
That's not good.
Yeah, so Harry Potter. I'd say he'd be up there. He'd be top three.
Easy E.
Yeah. Ron Weasley got it.
Okay, this
Scott
seems...
Scott Morrison's got it, bro. That's why you don't see him much anymore.
Okay, I didn't know this.
He's trying to keep it on the DL.
That way he looks all pale and sickly.
Yeah, it's Bill Nye got it.
These are going to be hard
to
rank.
No, Bill Nye got it because he doesn't tell people because he doesn't want to be known as the AIDS guy. He prefers the science guy, so he's trying to keep it on the down low.
True, that makes sense. You don't want to be pigeonholed because then you can only do AIDS benefits, World AIDS Day, gay sex, and that's about it.
I think you're supposed to stop doing that after you get it, Tom.
Oh, it's frowned upon. All right. Let's go on to some other questions.
This one is from me that I found on Reddit. It said, what movie should have a sex scene but doesn't?
That's a great question, Alex. What are my favorite movies?
iRobot.
Explain.
Just the robots. I'd like to see how they do it. Big Hero 6, Wreck-It Ralph. Frozen, obviously. Frozen 2. Snow White. It's got all the dwarfs. That'd be fucking wild. Cinderella. Lion King, Beauty and the Beast. Pretty much any Disney movie, okay, guys? I think that's what we're getting at.
Interesting. I would have gone...
Home Alone.
Between the parents or the...
Dr. Doolittle.
Okay.
Any movie I could think should have added in.
Frenchie's definitely taken it one direction, Alex. Did you have any serious ones you'd consider?
Maybe some of them with, like, heaps of sexual tension, like Friends. Like, we would just... Would have been fine to just see seeing how they fuck. I think it would have added other character dimensions if you can see the way, you know, Ross might move his hips and
yeah.
Oh yeah, like The Office. Yeah. Something like The Office, you see Jim and Pam finally bone and they're doing it on Michael Scott's desk. Something like that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. No, yeah. So Ross fucking Rachel, yeah. He's bending her over. Joey walks in. How you doing? And they're like, I think it's obvious how we're doing. Like, he's eating everything, especially balls, real close up on that.
Yeah.
And then he gets in while he's eating like a pastrami sandwich. Yeah. He's fucking
and then, the song comes in, it's like, that's when good friends become sex friends. So it's like a Neighbours-Friends crossover.
Yeah, and it's like that, like Alex was just doing, he was doing the Eiffel Tower, because there was that episode where they did go to Paris, I think.
Oh, yes. And, yo, because there was a big plot line in Friends where you didn't know who was the father of Rachel's baby. There was three mystery dudes. What if, before that, or flashbacks, we see her, they're all in the one pie, do you know what I mean? They're all taking it, having a little taste, having a little slice.
Yeah, they're all...
So, that's pretty, like, woke, because it's, like, polygamy. It's like, oh, look, she's taking it, like, control of her sexuality. Good on her. She's choosing to get three dicks in her at once, all the same time. Like, slotting them in there.
That's hot.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like crayons in a packet. You just jam it, get them all in.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe, like, Everybody Loves Raymond. So there's, so since we've got, that's a great show because it's got all the different generations. So it'd be like a montage cut. You'd see the grandma and granddad fucking. Then you'd see Ray and Deborah fucking. Then you'd see Robert, the weird brother. He's fucking his woman.
Oh, he's watching. I think he'll just watch.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right.
And be like, oh, Raymond's having sex. I'm not.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that's great. And more comedy too. More comedy. So the old people, when they're fucking, her tits are like flopping around like boom, 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 ups and downs sort of.
You're always,
and maybe one of them gets, I don't know, like she's 85, I would say. So I don't know how floppy they get, but let's say they're getting really into it. One tit goes up too high, past the head, caught in the fan.
Swinging around.
Wrapped around the fan. And she has to get Raymond to come help her untangle it. And Robert.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
And Robert's the one who does it because Raymond can't, but Robert's got the height, and that's like his sort of character arc.
He's like, everybody makes Robert touch the titties.
And then, just when it's over, the like post-credits bit is the dad balls get stuck somewhere. And it's like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah, crowd laughter. No, that's
crowd
good.
Not even can laughter. People just be cracking up because balls can get stuck anywhere. We know that.
We do. Yeah. All right, next question.
Oh, also, Harry Potter would be good. It'd be cool to see what like kind of spells and magic they're doing.
True. Even just like Harry Potter's like his aunt and uncle, because they're pretty horrible looking, but let's see how they get down.
Yeah, I think you're right. That especially, it was just a bit of a dry start with Harry Potter. It's like they set it up, oh, he's in a bad house, he's getting bullied. Whereas if you can get us that boring setup with some sort of,
Yeah, like his little, his little cupboard under the stair wall is moving because that fat guy's just plowing that woman.
That's why. That's why it's the worst cupboard ever. They fuck on the stairs too.
Yeah.
And they fall through one time.
And sometimes the, like, the fluids, they drip through the stairs while he's trying to sleep.
The fluids.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, maybe.
When you stuff a turkey.
Maybe.
Do you want me to keep on going? Sorry.
Yeah. No, you go.
Oh, okay, so I was just doing next question. When you stuff a turkey, do you cream pie it?
Yes.
All right.
The easy answer. Yeah.
Next question.
Ben Harris asks, definitely. What is your ideal date?
Great question. I'm trying to think about it seriously.
You're going to say February 20, aren't you?
I wasn't actually, but that's more of a Frenchy joke, to be honest.
February 20.
Shut up. You were going to say it.
No, you did say it.
You just guessed the date. That's like the joke. It's very clever.
Yeah, mine would have been 9/11 if I was going to.
I was actually thinking about this the other day because I'm, as the kids are calling it, dating.
Oh!
And one of the things I've figured out is definitely for a first date, ideal date is never to sit opposite each other because it's just way too much pressure.
Mm.
Like, always try to find seats side by side.
Yeah. Like,
yo, side by side, no way. Really? That's gross. Yeah, because then you got to look at it. She's got to look at it. Like, I don't know about you. My side profile's not that good. She turns next to me. I've got this side profile. No. I'd rather front on. I know what I'm working with. I know how to get the angles right.
What is your ideal date then, French?
Well, is it? Are we like food wise? You obviously like a. You'd probably go Hungry Jack's or Burger King because you don't want to hit Macca's straight up. And then it's like, and she's like, oh, next time Macca's. And it's like, if you're lucky. Pizza Hut, all you can eat, maybe. That's always sick because then you can see, you can impress her with how much you can eat. She'd be like, I didn't think you could eat that much. Like, it's all you can eat. And she's just like stoked. She's like, whoa, you got a sick at eating.
Yeah, I see where you're going. You?
Or wood chopping. Get the guns out.
Is that a date, is it?
Yeah.
That's more of a chore.
Take her to the forest, cut down trees in front of her, and she's just like, whoa, no one's ever done this. So that's unusual. And nature, chicks love nature. They love trees. Chop it down, and it's like, whoa, heaps good. Can I have a turn? And you say, no, too dangerous for you. And then she's like, whoa, you're protective too. This is so cute.
See, what I do, I'd go a different route because I like to do an activity. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I want to do something fun and kind of show my playful side. Wood chopping.
That's
not wood chopping.
Okay.
I'd go, do you want to go on a ghost tour?
Mm.
Okay, so she's thinking like, oh, we're going to the rocks. Like something where there's like a historic element where they go through and they tell you the backstory. But I take her to my childhood home.
Oh, that's good.
I'll say this is where I grew up.
Okay.
But my dad died. So I'm killing two birds with one stone here. I'm introducing her to half of my family.
And the ghost.
And the ghost tour. So I can give her a tour. I'd say this is where we'd play. And then I'd be like, did you feel that? That was my dad's spirit.
And that works?
It hasn't worked today, but it could.
Another good idea. No, similar. That's. I think the wood chopping date's better.
I'm on you. My date okay. My date was creepy.
What about this though? Sort of combination of the two ideas. Okay, we pay an actress to dress up like a homeless chick, more dressed down, like Vegemite in her hair, sort of like urine soaked clothes. So on the date, you make sure you drive past her or walk past her. And she's like, Frenchie, hey. Like, oh, sorry, Cassandra, not right now. I'm kind of busy. Hey, hope you're doing well. She'll be like, who's that? You'll be like, oh, that's my ex. She broke up with me. And then her life really spiraled. She used to be an investment banker. And then she said living without me, she couldn't focus on work or life anymore.
That's good. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then that's yeah. really subtle. She's like, whoa, you must be amazing for like...
to get an investment banker and this is what's happened. They're good
and
with
then
money.
And that's what happens when like you break up. Hopefully we don't break up because that's what could happen.
I really like that.
By the way, Tom, you look like you're working at a fucking Red Rooster right now. You look like
I noticed
you
look like
that. Drive through at a Red Rooster. You, hey, can I take your order? You got a red fucking polo button-up shirt. You got
and
a
this
bit
as
Christmas
well.
Christmas cheer, and then you got the yeah the headphones.
Do you want to do it? I reckon we do a scene because I reckon I could do that job.
Okay, all right,
ready? You pull up to the window.
Yep. So what do you want? Yeah, no, don't worry, I'll get it. Okay, no, actually, I shouldn't ask. I know what you want. Yo, can we get... Yo, hello?
Welcome to Red Rooster. How might I take your order?
Sick. Do you guys have chicken too or just roosters?
Yeah, we have chicken.
Because usually I eat female... Do you want a female chicken or fucking male chicken? What do you want? Okay. Nah, she doesn't really care. Okay, so we're going to get one of each. Can I get a male fucking full chicken and a female full chicken?
Was that a rooster meal with a large family chips and potato and gravy and peas? And a 7-Up or... You getting it as a meal, cunt?
Oh, shit. Do you want it as a meal? Yeah, no, she doesn't want a meal. What do you want? Okay, so she wants wants the peas, but not the mashed potato. Instead of a 7-Up, can she have a Sprite? And then chips as well. All separate, not as a meal.
It's like heaps cheaper if you get it as a meal.
Yeah, she just doesn't want that one thing. So instead of getting the full meal, she's going to get it separately. It's just a thing some people do. It doesn't drive me crazy at fucking all.
That's
cool. I'm going to get the meal for you, bro. How's work on?
Oh, it's the pits.
Yeah, sick. Is that a joke?
No.
Well, I'm assuming you got sweaty armpits. Hang on, I'll drive around. See ya.
No, I do.
Okay. There you go. Yo, you do have sweaty armpits, bro.
Check them out.
Can I sniff him, or is that weird?
Nah, that's a bit off.
Yeah, true. What's, are the chickens good? Have you been putting, like, Botox in them, like camels and shit, or not?
Yeah, we're throwing a beauty pageant for the chickens. So the half chicken's not doing well. He looks, like, fucked up. But the full chicken's doing all right.
Oh, is it a half, like a mixed hybrid animal, or is it just like a small chicken?
Oh, it's just whatever's in the bain-marie. There's just like a leg and like a half a chicken and then a full chicken. And they're competing. It's pretty hard.
Oh, yo, so we were going to ask that. Yeah, I'm asking him. While we're eating our meals, do you have any live ones that you can make fight for us on the hood of the car?
Yeah, we can make something happen. We aim to please here at Red Rooster.
Oh, there you go. I'm 5 stars, okay? I'm 5 stars for Red Rooster. What the fuck was that, Skip?
I don't know what the intention was.
We didn't have any direction.
We were on a question, and that we got to that.
Good. I think yeah, that's nice. You did miss out. That's, it was Red Rooster. That's normal. So in that time of the conversation, someone would have tried to rob Red Rooster, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we didn't think about it. If they can find the one Red Rooster in Australia.
Mm.
Right, some people like it. Guys, if you're a Red Rooster eater, write in and we will read out your...
And what do you get? Because I wouldn't... What do you get? Like, do you go the like chicken, potato and gravy, or do you actually like have a favorite burger or wrap? Like, I never... Like, I see them sometimes. I'm like, I'll give it a go, but I don't know what to fucking order.
We were at the mall and we saw Red Rooster and Tom's like, I'm going to try that. And then we got close to the counter and we freaked out because it all looked like fucking shit. it all looked like a bat soup. I might as well. I'd be like, if that Red Rooster and bat soup were side by side, I would stand there frozen because I wouldn't know which one would be better.
That's true. Or
more likely to have a disease in it.
But if Red Rooster's listening and you guys want to sponsor us, we'll say it's our favorite food. We don't give a fuck.
Oh, yo, yeah, definitely. Anyone that wants to sponsor us, food, Red Roosters, anything. Let's go.
Yeah. All right, next question.
Maddie KC asks, how do I get a boyfriend to not leave me?
That's a great Red Rooster question.
Oh, no, easy. So... I don't know if you've ever had a dog that tries to run away. What they do is they'll get electric sort of force field around the boundary of the backyard and you get a shock collar on him. So that could be a good thing for your boyfriend. You put a little shock collar on him, give it as a present, like make it some diamonds or something. I don't know, whatever looks cool, like a little Bulbasaur key necklace. Shock collar. And when he gets too far, he starts running away. He's like, I'm free. Buzz, shock. Buzz. And the only time he doesn't get shocked is when he's hanging out with you watching Grey's Anatomy. So, A, you'll start to love all your favorite shows. B, never leave you. Never, because shocks are bad.
I'll go along the same route, but with my dogs, I find one of them's kind of like she'll only hang out if there's something in it for her. So, like, you got to be patting her belly constantly. If you stop, she'll leave. So, constant attention.
Yes.
If you feed them all the time, they love that. And then once they get fat, no other chicks are going to want them. So really feed them. High-calorie foods.
Really feed them. Even like from your titty, if you have to. So you're out. You're not only wait for it. You're out at a cafe. You're patting him. You're scratching his back of his neck. He's going, oh, this is good. I'm not leaving now. I'm hungry. He's hungry. You flop out a titty. He's like, whoa, I like titties and I like milk. Boom.
That's good. No, I like that.
That's not good. No.
That is great advice.
Don't encourage me.
Guys, we're just filled with great advice.
Do that advice for your men that you don't want to leave. Flop a titty out, film it, send it through to us. Hashtag tits save relationships. And they do. Or shock color. Pick one.
Here's some real advice. If they want to leave, let them leave. There's going to be someone who wants to stay, and that's the person you put your time into. There you go. Bit of
or
wisdom.
Give them HIV.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There we go. We're back.
That makes more sense, actually.
Another one, Tom. I was like, I don't even know. What do you mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't understand, Frenchie.
Well, it's like fishing. Do you know what I mean? Okay. That's what you're saying. If you want them to leave, the fish want to leave, you're like, okay, I'll throw this bait out for something else. Someone will take it and they'll be happy. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think what you're trying to say is it's like fishing. Whatever you do at the end of the day, you go home and your fingers smell like fish.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Put that on a Christmas card.
All right, next question.
Official ask, mistletoe, is it a bit rapey?
Definitely.
I think we need to, that's one of the things we need to revisit as a woke society. Is mistletoe still okay? I feel like that's like a pedestrian article. Mistletoe, for it? I don't think so.
Harvey Weinstein is.
Oh.
Yo, but like legitimately, who started that? Rapist. B, who keeps doing it? Rapist. C, what the fuck is mistletoe? And where do we get it? We should get some.
Like, is it is it tacky to put mistletoe all over your house and invite chicks over?
It's kind of cute, in a way. It's like, oh, look, what is that? I don't know. But yeah, it's a fun tradition, and definitely it can be used safely and finally. Some people would definitely take advantage of it. Mm.
It's like you were mentioning Spider-Man. With great power comes great responsibility, and the owner of a mistletoe tree has to be careful.
Tell you what, though, there probably is people who sell mistletoe. It's in the family business. They've been selling mistletoe for years. They weren't selling enough. Great fucking marketing. They're like, yo, what do people like? Making out. Kissing. Yep. Kissing. That's all they do on Friends. They never fuck. They just kiss. What? How do we sell kisses and mistletoe at the same time? Boom. It's fucking marketing.
That is genius. Like,
fuck, we should have thought of that.
That is really smart. Really smart.
Fern people, the fern farmers are like, oh, we should have done that for ferns. No one gets ferns around Christmas.
True.
Mm.
All right, I'm going to move on to conundrum because I think we've spent enough time on it.
The conundrum of the week and then the fact challenge.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Here we go.
Tom and Finch's conundrum of the week.
Okay. Do you want me to read the conundrum out? Yep. Yeah?
Yes. Oh, sorry. Did we need to respond? Yes. Okay, please read it out.
This is loading.
Oh, it's loading. I was like, fuck. Did you forget the ability to read since that question? Damn, I thought you would say no because I forgot.
Am I the asshole for throwing water on a kid who kept doing ding dong ditch? Due to job opportunities,
all right, let's hear it.
We moved into a new neighborhood. While most things were going fairly smoothly, around 4 p.m., I heard a couple knocks on our door and went to see who. And when I went to see who it is, there wasn't anyone there. A couple weeks later, I thought to install a camera. Sorry, I'm just skipping some bits. And he finds out that he's doing ding dong ditch. This irked him. Now I'm going back. So this irked me, as ding dong ditch is really annoying. I've lost it.
That's all right.
So I could kind of remember.
You're right. Do you want us to take it from here?
Yeah, my internet. I think this.
Just make it up.
He gets him on the camera, and then he goes to the parents. And they laugh it off, saying kids will be kids. So he takes matters into his own hands. And after 3 days, the kid comes back, and the guy was hiding behind the door with a large water bucket. And as soon as he knocked, he opened the door and splashed the water on him. And then the kid's parents came over, demanding why the kid was soaked in water, and called him an arsehole.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like the plot of Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, I reckon he was totally in his rights to do that.
But the weird part is that the kid's doing it every couple of days or every couple of weeks. So how long is this cunt waiting behind a door with a bucket?
I reckon he had the bucket.
Did he see the kid coming and was like, yeah, oh, let's go.
Well, he's got his Ring camera, so he could just leave a bucket filled with water by the door. And he's like, when this thing pings, I'm fucking soaking this kid. Maybe the kid comes up, hesitates. He's like, ha ha, this is going to be sick.
Oh, yeah. That's fire. And that was like a warning shot because that's just water.
Might have been a
hot day. Kids like, oh, thank you for that. I had a water fight today at one of my family Christmases. Really hot. And I was really happy I did it. Do you know what I mean?
And this shit's in America. He's well in his right to just shoot that kid with an AK-47.
Yeah. Fucking, he could just Kyle Rittenhouse that kid. He 100% could. Yeah. He's within his rights.
And he wouldn't even see a jail cell.
100%. And when the parents come over, that's when he should bring out the gun. He's like, yo, I got a bucket and a gun. Pick one.
And no questions asked. Shoot them down.
Just shoot him. Full face or go like collarbone or something.
Columbine. Shoot him down.
No. No, Tom. Oh. No.
Too soon, yeah.
Okay.
I reckon we pretty much answered that.
Yeah, I think we're on the... Like, I like to go the other opposite argument for you, Tom, but yeah, the kid deserved it.
Yeah, fuck that. That's
kids
funny.
Kids love water fights. Kids like water fights. Kids will be kids. Oh, and funny.
Kids don't expect pranks back from adults, and that's just banter.
Yeah, and that's teaching adults can have fun too. Also, actions have repercussions. You got to be fucking ready.
And it's like, you're ding-dong ditching my house. I've been working all day at Red Rooster. Like, give me a break.
Yeah, ding-dong piss. That's what's come next. Mm. So, you're welcome.
All right, time for our fuck segment of the week.
Tom and French's fuck segment of the week.
So, I thought for this one, Christmas edition, Christmas time, let's do a little Christmas prank call. We've got two options. I thought, Frenchie, you could do one from your end. I'll do one from my end. The two options are prank call ideas. Call a sex shop and ask what gift is appropriate for your mother-in-law or maybe your own mother. The other option is call a brothel and ask if you can get a gift voucher for your dad or granddad. Which one would you prefer?
I'll do the brothel.
Sick. All right. I'll get the sex shop loaded up. Go whenever you're ready.
I'm trying to get my thing on the private because some of us don't keep it on private like fucking freak.
Bro, I literally can't turn my phone off private since we turned it on private for this. It's the worst. I always call Frenchie and he's real skeptical to answer, which is fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. And you call me at weird times too, like really late night.
It's mainly heavy breathing I'm doing down the line. All right.
Okay.
It's kind of... Can you find him?
Can I find them? Oh, I can find them. You want to go first or you want me to hit one?
You go for it, bro.
So what am I doing? Trying to get a gift voucher. Sick. Yep.
For your dad or granddad.
Yeah, gotcha.
Put it nice and close. Yeah, that's good.
G'day. I was just wondering if you guys do gift vouchers.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Oh, sugar. Because I want to obviously get one for my granddad. He's due a bit of a route. So I was trying to get him a gift voucher. Nothing too crazy. Just like, I don't know, half hour or something. How much is that?
It's about $230 for the half hour. But if you ring up tomorrow and ask the office lady that works the day shift, I'm only here as a casual.
Yep.
Office lady, she's been here for a number of years. So, I mean, if it's doable, she'll arrange it for you.
Oh, beautiful. Do you guys like have an extra where you can get Viagra too, or he's just got to sort himself out?
I'll just speak to the lady tomorrow and she'll advise you.
Yeah, nice. Okay, I won't tell him the good news then, but that could be a good little surprise for him, I think. I might get a little double package. We'll go together. That'll be fun.
No worries, mate.
Legend. Thanks.
He was so chill about it. That was awesome.
Yeah, right? He loves his job, bro.
Dude, he's that was...
people happy for Christmas.
All right, let's see if this sex shop's just as chill as that. All right, the Romance Warehouse. Let's go.
That was top of the town brothel in Melbourne, guys. So good 3.7 stars, if you're wondering.
Hello? As you can see, I'm pretty tied up at the moment, so please leave your name, message, and number.
Oh, sorry. That didn't even sound like the right place, though.
Yeah, tied up, it's a joke. Like sex tied up. As you can see, I'm tied up.
Oh, no. I did not get that. That's
yo, right. You are not as smart as a fucking sex shop. Come
but
on,
why?
Bro.
Why do you sound like that?
It's a recording.
Yeah, I know. I know that. It just, I don't know. It freaked me out. It sounded like a guy's fucking private fucking.
Fucking it.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
G'day. I was just in the neighbourhood looking for some Christmas presents. I noticed you guys have a wide selection of sexual devices and restraints. And I thought maybe I was hoping to talk to someone about what would you recommend for, say, my mother-in-law? She's quite a religious woman, very serious, but something about her tells me there's a darkness and naughtiness in her eyes. And I was wondering if you've got, like, I don't know, I was thinking, like, you know, like a big statue of Jesus, but you lift up his little cloth skirt and maybe he's got a little dildo member she can sacrifice herself to. Don't answer now. Because this is a voice message. But if you could give me a call back, my name is Lewis Spears. Yeah, just give me a ring back whenever you get a chance. I am available on the online. Just search my name. Thank you and God bless.
Just search my name. That is so funny. You're so good at prank calls, bro. I reckon we ring the brothel back next week because I didn't get to be as weird as I'd like to be, and we'll have the real person. Not next week, next podcast. But yeah,
I think he was so good at handling weird people, which you would be at a brothel, that he kind of just
up it. I need to be ready to up it. You're dead right.
No, it wasn't even you. It threw me off too. It was just very professional.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and he's a casual too. I'd say get him full time.
All right, guys. Let's go around the room. Frenchie, Alex, what are you doing for Christmas?
Just hanging out with family and then going up the coast for a bit. Surf trip. Seal Rocks.
Oh, whereabouts? Ooh.
That's a lovely place. That's a lovely place. Me and my friends went there for a camping trip once when we were 19. And, yo, this was actually really dumb youthful hijinks. Kids will be kids, eh? Maybe we're 18. No, I think we were 18 or 17. No, we're underage. We're 16. Because we couldn't go to a pub. That's right. We're 16-ish. We used to do this game where at night we'd run and jump onto people's tents.
Oh, yes.
Tent jumping, we called it. Very clever. So it was so fucking bad. But because, like, obviously we're the only ones fucking doing it. Everyone must have known it was us. We hit three and we could feel people moving inside of it.
Oh, I would be so pissed off if I was...
Oh, yeah. We should have got bashed. I would be like, that's fair enough.
If some 16-year-olds did that and I was just like half asleep, you'd want to kill them.
But at the time, it was really funny.
Oh, yeah. Because, as a 16-year-old, you don't know. You don't think about it.
We bought a Goonie and we were playing this game. It's called Goon Goes, where you just keep passing around till the Goon goes. Very fun game, too.
That sounds fun.
So four of us snapped that. So it would have been like close to a late age. Maybe five, I don't know. And then there was this other dude in the campsite. He was with his mate on some bogan fucking fishing trip. They were drinking, like, proper rum. They gave us some of that. And then we, like, had a little fight club where we fought each other and they just watched. It was really fucking weird.
That's funny.
Bro, it was really weird.
The shit you do when you're not old enough to drink. Like, drink legally. You just fucking...
Yeah, bro.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just hanging with family, too. I'll go get in a full uncle mode and do some water fights, do some... throw them upside down, that sort of shit. It's going to be fucking excited for Christmas, guys. Hope you have a great time.
Hope you have a lovely Christmas.
Do not worry about COVID numbers, guys. The important thing is hospitalizations. As long as that stays low, everyone's going to be okay. So don't fucking stress. Omnidong isn't going to touch us. We're going to fucking start a coup and take this motherfucker down.
Let's go.
The Christmas party will be postponed. We're hoping to do it just after New Year's, I believe, Tom.
Yeah, just when everyone's settled down a bit and they're not traveling with family and all that shit, We'll figure
first it out. First or second week of January. We'll give you at least a week or two notice time, guys, and it'll be even better because we'll have all our fucking pokies money to gamble. What?
No, Frenchie.
Did someone say? What?
Not again. All right, guys. Happy holidays. Don't forget to eat at Red Rooster, and all the best.
All the best. Say something, Alex. Fuck.